Well, hello. My name is Trevor Lilburn. I'm a U.S. Coast Guard Petty Officer stationed in Astoria, Oregon, and I'm here today to talk a bit about boater etiquette. First of all, I want to wish everybody listening a safe and fun Independence Day celebration, 243 years and counting. The Coast Guard is reminding boaters in the Pacific Northwest to be safe on the water this holiday weekend and for the busy summer season ahead. The Columbia and Willamette Rivers are going to be packed with recreational vessels, so I have some tips to share with you that could very well save your life. First and foremost, always wear your Coast Guard approved life jacket. Don't just have it in the boat next to you or stowed away somewhere down in the bottom. Actually wear it the entire time you're out on the water, because in an actual emergency, you will not have time to put it on. Always check the forecast before heading out on the water, and file a float plan with a friend or family to include the approximate location of where you will be and the time when you will return. If you're operating a watercraft, do not drink. Just don't. Be responsible. Be the designated driver. During the busy summer seasons, we see a lot of personal watercraft go missing. Kayaks, paddle boards, inflatable rafts. Put your name and number on these. When we find them, it helps us find you. And then we don't have to waste taxpayer dollars searching for somebody who isn't even lost. I often see people get into trouble when their only means of communication is a cell phone. They drop it into the water taking a picture, or the battery dies, or there's no cell service. Keep a waterproof VHF radio with you. Keep it tuned to channel 16. That's the emergency only channel. With that, you can call the Coast Guard for help and receive important maritime safety information broadcasts. 4th of July is coming, and people are going to be out celebrating. The Coast Guard wants to remind you that flares are not fireworks. Do not fire off your emergency flares because you forgot to buy fireworks. You're wasting tax dollars, and you're committing a felony. It is a federal felony for anyone to knowingly and willfully communicate a false distress message to the Coast Guard, or cause the Coast Guard to attempt to save lives and property when no help is needed. Penalties include up to 6 years in prison, $250,000 fine, $5,000 civil penalty, and the possible reimbursement to the Coast Guard for the cost of performing that search. Also, parents are considered responsible for their children's actions. Many hoax callers are determined to be children playing with their radios. Same goes for flares. This can be prevented by educating your children and locking up that equipment when it's not in use. Coast Guard service members are placing themselves in danger every time they respond to a false alert, and it interferes with legitimate search and rescue cases. The Coast Guard is working with Federal Communications Commission, Department of Justice, and other federal, state, and local agencies to aggressively prosecute hoax callers and recover costs for the federal government on behalf of all taxpayers. The Buoy 10 season is coming up, and recreational boaters are going to be out in droves. So the Coast Guard wants to remind you to keep out of the way of the deep draft vessels. Those are the big tankers you see out on the river. Get out of their way. They can't maneuver like you can, so just stay out of their lane. I can't count all the times a boat started sinking right at the dock because they forgot to put the drain plug in, or they borrowed the boat from somebody without checking for fuel, or they completely overloaded the vessel with too many people. These are easily corrected and make your day on the river a good one. If you are unsure whether your vessel meets federal safety standards, the Coast Guard will be happy to inspect your vessel for you, to make sure all your safety gear is up to date, to make sure your vessel's lights and sound and signaling devices are in proper working order, and just to make sure your vessel is seaworthy. For more information about safe boating and boating regulations, download the free Coast Guard app on your mobile device or visit uscgboating.org. And again, happy 4th of July from all the Coast Guard service members. We are standing the watch.